I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. How do you hide something that weighs as much as 6 tons, is about 20 feet long, and requires hundreds of pounds of food every day? That's not a hypothetical question. Conservationists and animal rights campaigners are trying to locate 8 orca whales they believe were captured in Russian waters over the past year. Rumor has it there's a plan to put 2 of those whales on display in Sochi for the Winter Olympics. The World's Andrea Crossan is on the case.
It started with a tweet I read by British actor and comedian Ricky Gervais. It said, "Please sign this petition. Stop Russia keeping orcas in tanks for the Sochi Olympics. Thanks. Smiley face." I clicked on the petition link and it read, "Two wild orcas have been captured by hunters and will be displayed at the Sochi Winter Games." Whales headed for Sochi? Sounds fishy, right? So I looked for reports of orca sightings at Sochi. There were none. But there were numerous reports that Russian companies had been capturing orcas. One source of information was Eric Hoyt. He's a research fellow with the Whale and Dolphin Conservation and also has a Facebook page called Russian Orcas.
We have information from within Russia that 2 of them were shipped to China. And we have confirmation that 2 of them have gone to Moscow. I mean, this is multiple people that we know that are involved in. They're sort of deep throat sources, people that we know. However, none of these 4 orcas are anywhere on display.
A number of publications reported that Russian orcas were headed to a new Chinese theme park called Ocean Kingdom. Ocean Kingdom features the world's biggest aquarium, and it boasts a massive collection of sea life, including beluga whales and whale sharks, creatures rarely, if ever, seen in captivity in China. But it does not boast about having orcas. And considering how costly orcas are to transport, feed, and care for, why not boast if you had them? Well, it might be due to something called the blackfish effect. The documentary film Blackfish, released last year, examines the 2010 death of an orca trainer at SeaWorld. It also highlights the techniques used to capture wild orcas. Here's a film clip of a diver describing a hunt.
Where they're trying to get the young orca into stretcher, and the whole family is out here 25 yards away, maybe, in a big line, and they're communicating back and forth. Well, you understand then what you're doing, you know? Just like kidnapping a little kid away from a mother.
Definitely, you can see that marine parks around the world are being much more covert about what they're doing with dolphins and orcas.
That's Tim Zimmerman. He was the associate producer and co-writer of Blackfish.
10 years ago, I think you would have had any marine park publicizing and proudly saying they're going to display killer whales. But these days, it seems like a much more covert type operation, and we'll only know the killer whales are there when they suddenly appear in the pools.
I contacted Ocean Kingdom to ask if they purchased Russian orcas. No response. I also contacted the Russian Fisheries Agency to ask whether Russian companies had contracts to hunt and capture orcas. No response. And I contacted the Russian company mentioned in the online petition as having captured the whales intended for display at Sochi. The company, called White Sphere, builds giant pools and it runs a number of theme parks, including a marine park in Sochi called Aquatoria. White Sphere did respond. A representative told me the company just builds the pools, but they, quote, don't deal with the capture of wild animals or the transport of them. And the spokesperson told me that they were aware of the online petition and were concerned about it. It seems that even rumors of orcas on display can cause an uproar. The last time I checked, the online petition mentioned in that Ricky Gervais tweet had nearly 400,000 signatures. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.